Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 10, 2022. Michael Leitman, on Quora, how well is Israel fighting against terrorism? After a terrorist attack during Israel's Independence Day this year, where people were axed down and murdered by two terrorists, there was a general sense of fear throughout the country, and it prompted one of my students to ask me about whether there will ever be a solution to Israel's problems with the Arabs. There is a solution, but it is possible on condition that the people of Israel would match the land of Israel in a spiritual sense. We would then truly feel that we are the owners of this place, and we would feel protection from above, and no one would be able to touch us. It depends solely on the connection between the people of Israel. As difficult it might be to hear, there is no other way. It is a condition that is set in nature. The condition is that we need to positively connect, as it is written, as one man with one heart. By achieving such a connection, we would not only solve terrorism and physical acts of violence, but people would no longer hold even a single negative thought about Israel. Likewise, if we fail to adhere to this condition, then we have no protection. While it might appear that we should rise up against the incitement that breeds terrorism, that is the glorification of terrorism and terror acts in various societies, what we truly need is to permeate our own minds and hearts. If we come together and unite in mind and heart, then we have no need to fight terrorism. We only need to be united with each other, and our unification would attract the upper spiritual force. Drawing that force into our lives would raise a canopy of peace over everyone, giving everyone a feeling of victory. For the time being, Israel's security forces work day and night devotedly over several years just for people in Israel to be able to live in peace. However, strengthening Israel's security is no long-term solution in developing a true sense of security for the people of Israel. We will live in the atmosphere that we create only when we are united, and that we unite in order to reveal unity as humanity's salvation, that it is very much needed today. Without uniting, we will solve nothing, and we can expect terrorism and other negative phenomena toward us, to keep intensifying. Based on the video The Solution to Terrorism in Israel with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what is a fully realized human being? A fully realized human being is one who develops and attains the degree called human through one's efforts. There are four degrees in nature: still, vegetative, animate and human. The lives we are born and raised into are still not the fully realized human level. In our inborn desires, thoughts and behaviors, we stand between nature on the still, vegetative and animate levels, and nature on the human level. What is a human, in the fullest sense of the term? In Hebrew, the word for human is Adam, which comes from the word for similar, dome, from the phrase, similar to the Most High. Dome el Elyon. That is, being human means attaining similarity to the upper force. How can we reach similarity with that force? It can be done by positively connecting to each other up to a point where we relate to each other as this force does, out of absolute love and bestowal. While the still, vegetative and animate levels of nature have several examples of how they function out of a well-oiled altruistic connection, we have no such examples among humanity. Why? It is because we need to develop this new degree of fully realizing ourselves as human beings from our own efforts. Doing so will lead us to the revelation of the upper force that created and sustains us. Based on the video What is a Fully Realized Human Being? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what's the point of fighting wars anyway? Why don't we just negotiate things? I very much hope that in the current Russia-Ukraine war, we will learn that there is no point in fighting anymore. The wars where we detach from the other side, and kill and bomb them with brute physical force, and where the side that physically overpowers the other side comes out seemingly as the winner and smarter due to it winning a physical war, should be replaced with a different kind of war. The different kind of war is based on our same competitive spirit, which includes an intermingling of hatred, envy and various other characteristics. However, it should be a battle of the mind, an inner scrutiny of intellect and emotion, similar to how scientists argue over their findings and opinions. There should be wars of inner scrutinies in determining who is right and wrong, but not wars that erupt in physical conflict. In the end, however, we will find that we can only succeed by connecting above our divisions and differences. That is, we will find that it is not a matter of determining which side is right or wrong, but above such a determination, the connection between us lets us transcend to a new harmonious and peaceful level of existence. It is my hope that we will discover the tendency to unite above division in the current war. Based on the video, what is the point of fighting wars today? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Ron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Special day, Shabbat. Question: can there be a streak of failures both for a person personally and for the whole of humanity? Answer: yes, for countries, nations, and the whole of humanity. There are certain good and bad dates for every person, every nation, every country, and for all mankind. That's why we distinguish different days of the year. Question: and what can be advised, for example, to some nation? Answer: do not engage in any particularly serious business on bad days. Don't get married, don't wed, there are a lot of things. The days of the week appeared as a result of this: the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and the seventh day is Shabbat, when it is forbidden to do anything at all. If you work on the seventh day, do not expect any favor from above, you will not be lucky. Even if you don't see it right on the spot, after many years, somewhere, somehow, it will still accumulate and come out to you with bad deeds. Question: what happens on this special day? Answer: on Shabbat, the upper system of forces is at rest. Therefore, the Torah does not advise a person to take any action on this day. Moreover, these actions are very strange: you cannot cook, clean, put things in order, sew, knit, draw, or paint, meaning, create something new, because on this day the upper governance system, the commutation of the forces of nature, is disabled. Question: what is the connection between all that you have listed? Answer: there are a lot of laws. But they all come down to one thing: don't do it and you'll be better off. These are all laws of spiritual nature. You don't see them around you, but there is huge meaning placed in them. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, May 24, 2022. What is luck? Question: what is the difference between luck and fate? Answer: in principle, people sometimes confuse these two parameters. Luck is something that did not seem to us as probable and suddenly happened. I did not think that I would win the lottery and suddenly it happened, or I accidentally passed the exam although I did not prepare at all, or I got a special job and was able to do it, and so on. In general, we did not prepare for this state, but it suddenly kind of fell on us. It comes from the upper governance. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, May 24, 2022. Man, this sounds proud. Comment: Yulia asks, dear Michael Leitman, from your explanations it turns out that a person who lives only for himself is not a human. My response: everyone you see in our world is like this. Man comes from the word Adam, Adam from the word like, Dome, similar to the Creator. That is, the spiritual image that we grow in ourselves, starting from the spiritual birth and beyond, is already a man. Question, basically, do we exist precisely for this? Is that why we are called human? Are we potentially going to be humans? Answer, of course. Question, do you think there are hardly any such people? Answer, yes. But we must strive for this. Comment, but you say that there are only a few of them. My response, very, very few. But we will achieve this in the future. Now there is a period that leads to that, preparation. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Lateman, April 25, 2022. What gives Jews the right to exist? Question. Before the ruin of the Second Temple, the spiritual force was giving the Jews the right to exist. When it disappeared and they went into exile, what gives them this right? Answer. It is the fact that in our generation, they should bring the world to a spiritual state, to a spiritual goal, because the world exists only for this. Comment. But the Jews conceal this secret from the nations of the world. My response, I hope that we, Kabbalists, will reveal it and let everyone know, including Jews. By doing this, we will bring all of humanity to the correct recognition of its destiny and reach the level of eternity and perfection. We can do this already in our generation. From CabTV's Close-Up. Around the World, February 20, 2011. Working in connection. Comment. In 1945, the terrible nuclear explosion took place in Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan. But outwardly, this country recovered very quickly and reached an even higher level. My response. The Japanese can recover very quickly because they have a serious desire to work together, above themselves, in connection. Community, society, the dependence on it, and the value of the opinion of society are for them in first place. This comes from those ancient duties that a person had back in his ancestral clans. We see all their sacrifices that they are ready to make in the name of something common, in the name of the word of honor. There is no such thing in the West. In the West, taking, cheating, snatching, selling, even one's own father and mother, are all acceptable things. From CabTV's Close-Up. Branch of Sekura, May 15, 2011. Who seeks to come to the land of Israel? Question. How can Jews be attracted to repatriate to Israel? Answer. There is nothing in Israel that could attract people here. Only those who have a point in the heart, who are drawn to spirituality, come here. They feel better here than in other places of the world, and it does not depend on their nationality. We see that people who study at the Kabbalah education centers, Mk and Kabu, come here and settle here on any conditions, just to live here, because from within themselves they feel an aspiration to this land and to this place. And people who do not have a craving for spirituality feel like they are temporarily living here and therefore, are ready to leave. If you provide them with normal conditions for migrating from Israel to another place and do not keep them, they will be happy to leave this country. I am sure that not only half of the country would leave, but others will not want to come here because a person seeks to move to the place that can fulfill him. This place can fulfill only people who seek spirituality because the land itself has a special spiritual root and special qualities come from it. Even pilgrims, when they come here, feel some kind of force, especially in Jerusalem. One really feels that. There is a special air there, some kind of yellowish one, as the artists say. Question. Does it mean that the nations of the world who claim Jews have no right to exist in their current state are right? Answer. Yes. I hope that by this the nations of the world will push us, to realize ourselves so that we become, as it is written, the light for the nations of the world. From CabTV's Close-Up. Around the World, February 20, 2011. The way of life of the ancient nation. This world is designed for us to only exist in it in a necessary, rational, and normal state, to eat, drink, sleep and everything else only as a means for internal deepening and reaching the next degree. It's always been that way. Therefore, the Jews who lived like this were very different from others. When other nations came here, they were surprised by their way of life. The people themselves are smart, very developed, internally whole and deep. And outwardly, they lived very unpretentiously. The internal wealth of the people did not correspond at all to its absolutely unpretentious external environment. In the corporeal sense, everything was very rationally arranged. There was no pomp. Even the clothes and utensils of the king, like everything else, was within limits. Everything was very strict. This went on all the time, even in the 19th century. There is a story about how the Hasidim brought their rabbi new clothes, a special robe, but he said, "I won't accept anything from you. I have a small room." They ask him, "How is this a small room? You have your Saturday clothes hanging on a nail on the wall." And he responds, "Yes. But if you bring me another one, I'll have to put up a closet. And the closet is already a place in the room." These are spiritual calculations, not calculations of the external space. Life should be rational, but not deliberately minimalist, and should simply satisfy the most necessary. No more than that. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. Features of Judaism.